I am Sheba Blake, one of the hosts of Ladies Night. Please like, comment, and share this video, and also subscribe to our channel. I will be discussing the murder of Imani Moss, a 10-year-old girl who was starved to death by her stepmother. So Tiffany Moss, who's the stepmother, was convicted Monday in the 2013 murder of her 10-year-old stepdaughter, Imani Moss, and a jury found Moss guilty of torturing Imani, starving her to death, and then, with the help of her husband, Iman, burned the child's body in a trash can. At the time of her death, Imani weighed just 32 pounds at 10 years old. That's the average weight of a toddler. Tiffany Moss, who was 36 at the time, showed no reaction when the death sentence was handed down Tuesday. She'll be transferred to state custody within the next 20 days. Tiffany Moss acted as her own attorney in the case, but offered no defense. She gave no opening nor closing statements. Now, let's talk about when the father took the stand and testified against his wife, and he gave some graphic details about the death of his daughter. Iman Moss, who's currently serving a life sentence for the murder of his daughter after he pleaded guilty for his role in the death in 2015, he testified that his wife and daughter had a love-hate relationship and they could not get along. He testified that things became rough between his wife and Imani after Tiffany pled guilty to a count of cruelty to children for spanking Imani with a belt. After being placed on probation for 5 years, she lost her job and was no longer able to work as a teacher. After her plea, Iman Moss said he had to work 2 jobs to make ends meet because his wife could not work. While at work, Moss said his wife texted him repeatedly saying Imani was misbehaving at their home. Moss testified on October 24th of 2013 to find his 10-year-old daughter having a seizure in the bathtub, with the girl's eyes going left to right. According to his testimony, Tiffany Moss said at that time, "We cannot take her to the doctor. She is too thin." He said he and his wife put Imani to bed on October 24th after the seizure. He said that on October 28th, his wife calls him at work to tell him that Imani had died. Moss said he came home. His wife and her 2 children were asleep at the time. The next day, he went to work as usual. When the prosecutor asked him why he didn't call 911 when he realized his daughter was dead, Iman Moss told jurors, "I was trying to fix a problem that couldn't be fixed. They had to get rid of the body." According to his testimony, Tiffany Moss said, in quotes, "We have got to hide this body and use our criminal minds to get rid of it," end quote. His testimony was given on the second day of Tiffany's trial following opening statements.
Since going back to 2010, ever since then, it was like a love-hate relationship.
Explain to the jury what you mean by a love-hate relationship.
Her and Imani was like, it was always something. They couldn't get along. In 2010, we had the spanking incident. Tiffany spanked Imani. She had whips and stuff all on her arms and back, then legs, a belt whip.
Did your mom ever ask for Imani to come and live with her?
Yes, yeah.
And what did you say to that?
In my pride, I said I was trying to prove something to my mom that I can do it, and I said no.
When you discovered your daughter dead, what did you want to do?
911.
But what did Tiffany want to do?
She wanted to hide it. I was trying to fix the problem that I couldn't fix. I was trying to save her, but I couldn't save her. I couldn't save my daughter. I can't explain it.
When you got home and saw her on the floor and Tiffany was asleep in the bed, did you go to bed that night?
Yeah.
It's late at night and you're at a Walmart and you buy a trash can and you buy a lawn bags and you buy charcoal briquettes.
Yes.
Why'd you buy those?
Caught myself trying to cremate the body, and you can't cremate the body. I didn't know that then.
His testimony was given on the second day of Tiffany's trial following opening statements, where Gwinnett County District Attorney Danny Porter told jurors that Tiffany Moss starved her stepdaughter while her own 2 children remained healthy and happy. Investigators say Imani weighed just 32 pounds when officers found her burned body in a trash can near her family's apartment in November of 2013. Porter told jurors that Tiffany and her husband, Iman, who was the girl's biological father, burned the girl's body after starving her. Porter said they both took the trash can out of the truck. We will prove that to you by the fingerprints on this defendant on the trash can. They poured charcoal briquettes in the bottom of the trash bag. They doused her with lighter fluid, and they set her on fire. And both of them stood there and watched her burn. The father went on to describe what was done to the little girl's body when they tried to cover up the crime. He stated that Tiffany recommended that they bury the little girl's body, but Iman didn't want to do that. Instead, he decided to buy a steel trash can, trash bags, charcoal, and lighter fluid from Walmart. He tucked his daughter's body away in his computer room after she died and continued to go to work for days. At the time of the murder, Tiffany was on probation for a child cruelty charge for severely beating Imani with a belt, leaving welts and marks all over her body. He said she told him not to report the little girl's death because she wanted to jail. Okay, she wanted to hide it. That's what Iman Moss told the courtroom. Why did you agree to that? District Attorney Danny Porter asked him. I was trying to fix the problem I couldn't fix. He said, I can't explain it. He also said he didn't want to lose the other two children he had with Tiffany. He says that when he tried to stuff her into a garbage can, her little body had gone stiff with rigor mortis because she'd been in that damn room for so long. Several jurors covered their mouths and one covered his face with his hands as Iman described in grotesque details, cracking the bones of his daughter to stuff her into a trash can, securing her body with duct tape. They drove her body to a rural area on November 1st and sprinkled lighter fluid and briquettes on her body before setting her on fire. With their other two children present, they watched the flames for about 5 minutes before Imani realized that the flame wasn't going to burn properly, okay? Because obviously, if you're trying to cremate a body, the flames have to be extremely hot, okay? That's, I can't. They then took her body home, and Iman went to work the next day with her body inside his car. He spoke with a friend the next day, confessing about what happened to his daughter, and he decided to finally tell authorities what happened. He told Tiffany that he planned to call 911, and she took her two children to her mother's house. When police arrived, they quickly arrested Iman. They found his daughter inside of the trash can, which had been left on the curb outside of their apartment block. During her husband's testimony, Tiffany remained without noticeable expression. She had not questioned any witnesses, so she just sat there listening. She didn't really offer up much of a defense. Little Imani's birth mother tried to gain custody a number of times, according to local court records. The district attorney said she struggled with custody because of her battles with addiction. Now, I got to send out a quick kudos to Gwinnett County's assistant district attorney, Lisa Jones, because she delivered the closing argument for the prosecution, and I must say it was flawless.
She finishes third grade in early July, that first week of July of 2012. She runs away to the leasing office of the apartment complex they lived in. Third grade, just finished third grade. She's at the front of the apartment complex, and she tells them that she doesn't want to live at home. She wanted to run away because her stepmother was not nice to her. Police are called, and when they interview Imani, you heard from Officer Hill, and he told you, she said that she, the week before, 7 to 8 days before, she had tied her to a chair and put her in a cold shower. So what happens? Imani gets home, and he finds his child dead in her room. And what happens? The discussion of what do we do next? What do we do next? Because what we do next is we cover it up. We have to get on our criminal minds. Remember he said that? She said from watching all the television that she apparently sat when she's tuning into Netflix and watching television all day. She says we've got to get on our criminal minds. We've got to get rid of her. We cannot have her. They will know what we have done to her. We must keep this family together. We will lose our family. Because to her, family was the family of four. It was Iman, it was Tiffany, it was Tristan, and it was Emma. It did not include Imani. It ends here.
I'm going to give my thoughts on this situation. I'm going to try not to go off. I'm going to try to stay calm and just say what I got to say. Okay, now, when I first read about this story, all I could think about was where the hell is the mother? And what the fuck is wrong with the father? What the fuck is wrong with him? And obviously, I realized something was wrong with him when I listened to his testimony at the trial, because that motherfucker is slow. I don't care what nobody say. He don't got a high IQ. Okay. Now it turns out the biological mother, she gave up her rights when Imani was a baby. Now I don't, they didn't say what she's addicted to. I don't know if she's addicted to alcohol, if it's to drugs or what. Okay. But my thing is, if you won't give up your rights when she's a baby, why fucking have her? Why bring a child into this world that you're not going to take care of, you're not going to protect? Like, I don't understand people. Stop having fucking kids if you're not going to take care of them. There's no excuse for throwing your baby out to the wolves. None. Now, the father, he did say in his testimony that the stepmother and the daughter had a love-hate relationship. Now, my thing with that is, if they can't fucking get along, why are you with this bitch? If she don't like your fucking kid, your child and her can't get along, why are you with her? Why would you marry somebody like that? Now, my opinion is what really happened is Tiffany sized his slow ass up and knew he wasn't about shit and he wasn't gonna do shit. She hurt his child. Now, when Tiffany, the stepmother, pled guilty to child cruelty in 2010 for beating on a little girl, that was when he should have did the right thing and left her crazy ass alone. Why the fuck would you stay with some bitch who would beat on your child? The girl had welts on her, all kind of marks on her. They call it something different, but ACS, you know, Child Protective Services, was investigating. So she stayed with the grandmother for a while. In my opinion, he should have left her there, okay? You should have let your mother take care of her where she was safe, because you know she wasn't safe at home with your wife. He should have left her there. That girl would still be alive right now. This child's suffering could have been prevented if his stupid ass would have did the right thing. Instead of fucking having pride and wanting to prove something to his mama, and you ain't proved shit, nigga. Now, the grandmother, she was trying to fight for her granddaughter. She was trying to get custody. She was trying to, you know, work with the state. But, I mean, how the state works is if the parent is doing, you know, what they tell them to do, you know, going to whatever classes they tell them to go to, all that shit, they will give the child back to the parent if they complete the necessary steps. So, I guess they was giving the grandmother trouble trying to get the little girl, okay? And obviously they wasn't doing the necessary follow-up to make sure this little girl was safe and healthy. Okay, and at one point, the stepmother wanted the little girl to be homeschooled, okay? Obviously so she could cover up the abuse and the shit she was doing to her. Especially after she had to plead guilty to child cruelty, because that was found out by one of the teachers at the girl's school. And in my opinion, the grandmother's doing the right thing by currently suing ACS on behalf of the death of her granddaughter. Because they didn't do what they were supposed to do. Now, I know sometimes they be overworked and all that bullshit, but now fuck that. You got to make sure these kids are safe. What's the point of your fucking agency being here? When the father came home, he witnessed Imani having the seizure in the bathtub. Okay, that was shortly before her death. That was within like 5 to 7 days before she died. Why the fuck did he not take her to the emergency room? Why would you not take a child to the emergency room who's having a fucking seizure? And then the wife, he wanted to call 911. But the wife convinced him otherwise because she said the little girl was too thin to go to the doctor. And I guess she figured they would start asking questions. And in my opinion, okay, nigga, so that ain't sending up no red flags to you that she's fucking hurting your child, you dumbass? That ain't tell you nothing. That ain't sending up no flag in your fucking stupid puny ass brain? Now, he testified that after the seizure, he put the little girl back in her bed. And the district attorney, he asked him. He said she moved out of bed, and he also said that she wasn't able to get up and go to the bathroom, so she, you know, used the bathroom in her bed. She defecated in her bed. She peed in her bed. He said he made an attempt to feed her a liquid diet. The fact that you have to feed a 10-year-old Enfamil, nothing told you to take her to the doctor? Try to save her life? He said that at that point, she had lost too much weight. He said the liquid diet wasn't helping. It wasn't working because she lost too much weight and the damage was beyond repair. And at that point, you still listening to this bitch? Now, I'm going to just say this, okay? Now, I don't advocate for men putting their hands on women and shit like that. But let me tell you something. I think there's one instance when a man may be able to get away with that shit. And that's if a bitch is hurting your motherfucking child. He should have bucked on that bitch. He should have picked that girl up and took her to the fucking doctor. Her father is the most weak-minded motherfucker to allow someone to convince you not to care for your child and do what's in their best interest. But you know what? You attract what you are. And the father, he ain't shit just like her. He's just as evil as she is. And it's funny that they met in church. That's why I don't fuck with motherfuckers that go to church like that. Because I'm telling you, they be on some other shit. No offense to people who go to church. But if you take offense, kiss my ass. Okay, so he actually went to work like nothing happened. Within 5 to 7 days after he put her in her bed, okay, and she didn't get out of bed, the wife at some point, she texted him, I believe while he was at work, and let him know that the girl had passed away. Okay, so he come home from work. Okay, he see her body. This motherfucker go to sleep in the next room like ain't shit happened, okay? And then he left her there for like, he said he left her there for at least like a day, but then he moved her to his computer room for a couple days. And when the police were finally called, they had set her body on the fucking sidewalk like a piece of trash in a fucking garbage can. Now, what kind of shit is that? What kind of motherfucker would do something like that to their own child? What's funny? She died on October 28th of 2013. They didn't move her body until November 1st when they tried to get rid of her body. You know what? Them motherfuckers probably went trick-or-treating with their other kids on Halloween. Like, she was just sweet. Now, one thing I will say is that I don't think this bitch, Tiffany Moss, I don't think her or the father, I don't think they're crazy. I don't think they're mentally ill. I think they're evil. I think they ain't shit. I think that, but I don't think she's crazy. I think she might try to pull that insanity shit. But bitch, ain't shit crazy about you. You crazy in a different way to do some shit like this. Now, Tiffany Moss, she has been sentenced to death by lethal injection between June 7th and the 14th of 2019. And I pray that bitch burn in fucking hell for what the fuck she did to that little girl. And the father, he's, of course, serving life without the possibility of parole. As he should got death too. But I understand maybe they feel like he wasn't an actual, even though he tried to conceal the crime or whatever, but I guess because he wasn't an actual perpetrator, he got life instead of getting death. But he should have got death too. He should be dying by lethal injection too, because he ain't shit. Now, I did see a comment on YouTube. It was a YouTube video. It was about this. I don't remember which video it is though. But somebody said something really interesting. They said, hell is empty because all of the demons are walking the earth. Now, where is the fucking lie in that statement? Just think about that shit. Because that's some real ass shit. Because motherfuckers really is walking around here with demons in them, hurting people and children. And motherfuckers, do you really think you're not going to pay for that shit? I tried the best I could not to curse, but I'm just saying. This shit really got to me. Now, I am Sheba Blake, one of the hosts of Ladies Night. Please subscribe to our channel and like and share this video.
No child should go without food or water. And why are you mistreating her? And you're not mistreating the other ones. And that's when I know that nothing's wrong with you. You're just a mean person. I wanted her to live and suffer, never, ever, ever get out, because I wanted her to feel what my granddaughter felt. I wanted her to understand what she had done to a child.